The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Ryan Lloyd is with me, the entertainment journalist and the host of Screenland, the podcast, to talk about the late, great Robert Redford. And he really was great.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is one of Hollywood legends.
Yeah, it is. And, like, he's the last... You know, I was talking to somebody about this, like, he is the last of his kind. They aren't really making movie stars like him anymore. Like, you could argue, say, Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt, but even at that, there's no one really coming after them, you know? And, like, what was so interesting about Robert Redford's career is the fact that, you know, when he started off, when he was doing, like, you know, say, Barefoot in the Park with Jane Fonda and all the rest of it, he was being very much kind of pitched as a sort of, like, George Peppard romantic lead, what we would kind of describe as, like, say, Hugh Grant in the 90s or,
yes,
you know, that kind of like kind of a flighty sort of wispy kind of like character. But then of course he went on and he did, you know, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and then he did, you know, The Sting, and then he did Coming Home, and you know, he like really kind of had like a depth to his career that all actors would be envious of. And I mean, him and Paul Newman obviously were mates, and they both kind of really adhered to this strategy of one for them, one for me. And that really, you know, kind of held his career throughout, you know, because he was able to do big kind of crowd-pleasing movies like, say, Sneakers or Out of Africa. But then he could go off and do these, like, really sharp, biting films like, you know, The Candidate, for example, which is this brilliant political satire about this presidential candidate in the US in the 70s. And it was really this, like, deep dive on, like, how kind of empty and hollow American politics was at that time during the Nixon era, and how it was all just like tit for tat, and the idea of just being, you know, they, like the sleaze of it that we kind of, you know, is almost quaint by today's standards, you know, that sort of way.
He won an Oscar for what? Ordinary People, was that?
Ordinary People, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
As Best Director,
yeah. But then he was nominated again for Quiz Show, which was in 1993, 1994, which was his, again, I think it's his best film.
John Turturro's in that.
Yes! And Ralph Fiennes, yeah. And it's all about this match rigging scheme that happened in the 50s with this Quiz Show. And it was really, again, you know, a really, really smart film, but very entertaining, very accessible, very watchable. And it's really about, you know, the media kind of portrays like one sort of like narrative, and that underneath it all, it's a lot more commercial and it's a lot more corporate. And, you know, that was something that was very close and dear to Robert Redford's heart, because he obviously set up the Sundance Film Festival in the 1980s. And he did this as a way to get independent films made, which was basically films outside of the movie studio system.
Yes.
And, you know, there were workshops, it was like a meeting place where kind of directors and scriptwriters and actors could go and kind of get together and show their films and then be able to kind of sell them on. And now it's like one of the hottest film markets in the entire calendar year. Like, you see, you hear a film getting sold out of Sundance that you, generally speaking, that's going to end up in the Oscars by the end of the year.
So did he represent, given, as you say, maybe Tom Cruise is the last of that breed, or one of the last of that breed of A-list celebrities.
Yeah.
Did he represent a kind of a version then of Hollywood that just that doesn't exist anymore?
Yeah, I think so. Because, I mean, he was one of these people, I think, that he was able to parlay.
The IP is the A-list star now.
That's it, isn't it? Yeah, like, you know, you talk about your Marvels and your DCs, and even just sort of like, you know, a character is the story. It's like, who's going to play Batman this time? Who's going to play that character this time? Whereas in before, it was, you know, an actor would be the one who people would go out to see. Like, it's like,
it's the Robert, I'm going to see the Robert Redford movie.
Exactly. That's it. Like, people would come to the cinema to see Robert Redford in something. They would go to see Paul Newman in something. That doesn't really exist anymore. I mean, you kind of see it a little bit with, you know, Brad Pitt and the Formula One movie and all the rest. But again, it was like, I want to see a Formula One movie. The fact that Brad Pitt is in it is kind of not even germane to the conversation, you know? But yeah, he definitely was the last of that generation. And also as well, I think he was one of the few actors out there that, you know, he was able to put his money where his mouth is. When he talked about independent film, when he talked about political activism, when he talked about, you know, being, you know, trying to lead independent cinema, he did it. He put his money where his mouth
is. Yeah, is that his legacy, as much as it's Butch Cassidy and The Sting and All the President's Men and Ordinary People and Quiz Show and everything else? It's all of the other stuff, is it?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think people realize how much of an impact he had in terms of, like, independent cinema, because like Sundance Film Festival was the first of its kind. It had not been like he bought that land in like I think it was like 1980 or something like that, and he was using money from the royalties from Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid.
Yeah,
and then he added on to it more and more. So like every time he would do say something like Sneakers, which is this very kind of
God, I remember Sneakers. Yeah, yeah.
It was on RTE like every like 3 months. They yeah. play it every Saturday. Like.
I was always fascinated. Remember there was that he had the one of the guys in the group was that there was a, like a blind character and yeah. his computer
David operated Strathairn,
by Braille. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. David
that
Strathairn.
Was amazing.
Yeah,
is that who it was?
David Strathairn.
I've forgotten even who it was. Yeah. I just remember the computer. Yeah,
and it was a great Braille cast. Like, you had like yeah, River Phoenix, James Earl Jones, Sidney Poitier was in it. Like it was a great film, and Dan Aykroyd as well. So, yes, yeah, it was a great cast. But he would make these like very light-hearted, easy to watch, really entertaining movies. But then he was taking the money and pumping it straight into Sundance to yes. keep that afloat. So again, as a principled actor, there were few like him, and I don't think there's many coming after him, you know?
Anyway, Brian, listen, thanks a million for coming in to us. No Brian Lloyd, entertainment journalist and host of Screen Ant, the podcast.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.